right now in heaven, Mary reigns as Queen of the Universe. The one who had carried the Son of God within her own body for 9 whole months. The one who had nursed and clothed and cherished him so lovingly, so tenderly, could not be a body doomed to the corruption and the decay of the grave. Mary's body was too precious. She's now the Queen Mother, the mother of the King, the Queen of Heaven. They always say, the hand that rocks the cradle is the power that rules the world. If this is true of ordinary motherhood, how much more so is it true of divine motherhood? The cradle that Mary rocked had God in it. And it was the voice of Mary that lullabied the Son of God to sleep. And that voice of hers pleased Almighty God more than the 9 choirs of angels could ever. Right now in heaven, she reigns as Queen of the Universe. She stands like a brilliant white star above a slimy swamp. And that's why in any temptation, no matter what form that temptation may take in your life and mine, don't look to logic. You and I cannot reason with passions. Passions are essentially unreasonable. You and I look to the Mother of God with a little prayer like, Mary, please help me. And she will too, because St. Bernard tells us that never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection, implored her help, sought her intercession, was left unaided. Because she's a human mother, she can sympathize with us. Because she is the Mother of God, she can most certainly help and assist us. And one of the surest signs that you and I are going to heaven is our love for, our devotion to Mary, the Mother of God. Without Mary, we cannot succeed. With Mary, we cannot fail. Because she is his mother, she cannot say she cannot. Because she is our mother, she will not say she will not. She loves us even more than the mothers who channeled our existence into this world. That's why we do well to stay very close to her. Praying the rosary. Yes, maybe 5 decades. I know some people pray 15 and 20 decades a day. It's beautiful. But at least 1 decade every day. Do you know how long it takes to pray 1 decade, 1 Our Father, and 10 Hail Marys? I timed it on a stopwatch one day without rushing. It takes 2 minutes and 37 seconds. If you and I are too busy for that, then we are too busy. There's no doubt about it. I think we should think in terms of reprioritizing the use of our time. Look how long the television's on. In the ordinary household, about 6 hours. And much of it, really, at best, is a waste of time, really. And all those ads. My goodness. Yes, take the time to stay in touch with the Mother of God. And if you have a hard time focusing on the mystery, get one of those little booklets that shows the picture of the mystery and project yourself into that. Personalize the message. Internalize it. Integrate it into your soul. Maybe cap it off with a resolution too. That's a wonderful way to pray the rosary. Maybe even specifying a very special intention for which you're going to pray a given decade too. That might keep you focused. That was one of the ways that our Father Patrick told us to avoid distractions in prayer. Do you ever get distracted when you pray? I do all the time. And sometimes the method of St. Teresa works. When she would be distracted, for example, she'd be praying her divine office, and she would be distracted to think about her dear father, who was in a mental institution. Insane asylum is what they called him back in those days. And he was a very clever fellow. She was always afraid that he was going to find his way out, so he might get hit by some horse passing by. And she was always worried. But when that distraction hit her mind, she turned it into a prayer. Lord, be good to my dad. Help him. And go right back into the prayer. That might help. But this method from our Father Patrick McGann. It's wonderful. He said, well, before you begin any series of prayers, like the rosary, like the divine office, like the holy sacrifice of the Mass, specify a very special intention for which I'm going to offer that prayer. And because your intention is so strongly formulated, the attention of your mind and your memory and your intellect is right on target, because you've been energized and motivated from that intention that you've already specified at the beginning of the prayer.